stress when we pressure wash it for you. And let your home's beauty shine through.
Let it shine through.
If you want the best, you better call Merit. 888-6581. If you want the best, call Merit.
Let you wash it. 888-6581.
Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop, the best grub on wheels. The storefront location for Fat Jack's is no longer operating. However, they could still provide you with their best sandwiches, burgers, wings, and a whole lot more through their brand new food truck. Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop is now the best grub on wheels thanks to the food truck. You can still get all the great specialty sandwiches, burgers, wings, and a whole lot more that you've come to know and love. It's now available out of the food truck. To be able to see where the food truck is, check out their Facebook page at Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop. It only takes seconds for burglars to break in with a bump key. So to make sure that your automotive, residential, and commercial properties are protected, trust JAM All Safe and Secure Locksmiths. They're the key to sensible security. They're an authorized multi-lock dealer with high security solutions for home or business that is true intruder resistant. For more information, call 727-474-6906 or visit the shop at 13030 Starkey Road in Largo. JAM All Safe and Secure Locksmiths, the key to sensible security.
It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
The new Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
Hello, hello, hello. Here we are. We made it.
Yes.
Through the rain, through the sleet. We're like the post office.
Right? The tornadoes.
The tornadoes. That's right. Earthquakes.
That, yes. So how are we doing today, guys? We have Vincent in the house, and we have Angel.
Yep. Still trying to earn my wings.
Yeah, right.
All
You're
right.
The one with the biggest wings with what you got going on, though. So.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Well,
remind our listeners what we're doing for the homeless.
Well, like, you know, right now there's definitely a crisis going on. The rent's going up everywhere. We even have people that are not even homeless getting close to being homeless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have folks giving me a call asking for rent for rental assistance because for some reason the landlord decided to raise up the rent for like $500, which is kind of unrealistic. And these folks are living on fixed income, especially on Social Security, and they're just freaking out. Especially for those folks who don't have no family here. So a lot of people are cohabitating now. Families are moving more with them, you know, moving in with each other. But unfortunately, the housing stops becoming a little shorter than, you know, it's just not there. There's not enough affordable housing out there, unfortunately. So anyways, with that being said, right now they're helping with utility assistance, but the funding is becoming even more scarce. So for those folks who are looking to give rental assistance, the only one that I'm aware of who's helping right now is the Metropolitan Ministries. They are helping with rental assistance. There are some requirements that you have to do, but just type it in the website, Metropolitan Ministries, and they'll give you some resources to help you pay your rent. Also, St. Vincent de Paul, they also are helping with rental assistance. So good resources for them.
That's very good that we're there, seriously. Mm-hmm. The stress, I know I had nowhere to live like for 2 weeks, and I just was tossing and turning. It's like, you know, and then the clock's ticking. You got to find a place.
Yes.
And it puts pressure on you, and I know that feeling just recently.
Yeah.
So.
And even if you can barely afford it, then the pressure, then you're really, the pressure is just
right.
Sapping your resources every single month.
But for every application you put at a rental unit, it's $100 an application fee. It's not guaranteed you get approved. So I had this one lady who got declined, and she spent over $500 in just applications alone.
No, that's crazy. Anyhow, we're going to go to our first guest. We've got Dirty Birdie.
Dirty Birdie.
By the way, the guy asked about that painting thing, just real quick. Are you going to do that at the 97?
I will. I'm going to do that. I'm going to get my hair done, too.
And then he wants to also do, he's perfect for you. He wants to switch to digital marketing.
Oh,
you
cool.
can't even make this up. So I want you, he's Southwest Painting. I want you to give him a call and then let him know because he's looking to do digital marketing. And then isn't that like
that's crazy? Great. I mean, you know, somebody asked me just the other day, they said, you know, isn't digital marketing real expensive? truth is, it's not, you know, because you look at print and the money that goes into print and how it's a physical thing and you can't change it and all that. You know, digital marketing, something that you can just totally, you know, turn up, turn down as you get, you know, as you get busy, don't spend money on it.
It's the now. Let me go to our first guest, Dirty Birdie.
Dirty Birdie.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Brian's walking away.
Yeah, really.
But we're here to listen, Dirty Birdie.
How are you doing today?
Oh, just working hard and always working.
All right. So how'd you fare through the weather today?
Fortunately, I'm working in a shop right now. I finally got a shop to do ceramic coatings, RVs, boats. And yesterday I was in a hangar doing an airplane, so I've been avoiding the weather.
Oh, that's really cool. So what exactly is ceramic coating?
Ceramic coating is a hydrophobic resin. It's a lot of people don't think it's a myth, but when it comes to RVs and boats, they need it because ceramic coating is a replacement for wax. And wax only lasts 6 months if it's done properly and with the right wax. And ceramic coating lasts years. There's different types that last different amounts of time.
Oh, cool.
I guess the thing is that the ceramic actually kind of gets into the paint on a molecular level, and it kind of sticks in there, whereas the wax can kind of evaporate away and over time, right?
Yeah, and it also protects from ultraviolet radiation, which wax will only do it in certain spots. And if it's the roof or a dark car, or the color red is the worst. If you have a red car or a black car, you want to do as much as you can. And from my clients, you see that they didn't keep up with it. And of course not. It's every 3 to 6 months you have to do it properly or pay somebody. So ceramic coating is a great way to just not worry about it and to protect your vehicle.
Oh, very cool.
So I got a question for you. My car, it gets that the rash on it from the sprinkler systems, and you know, my sprinkler sprinkles on it and it dries on there. It leaves that I guess it's like a hard water kind of thing is what it is.
Oh, wow. Must
and
be.
It's a pain to take care of because I manually spray it with this like a lemony kind of acidy stuff, and I have to wipe it down, then I got to re-wax it.
Wow.
And what about the ceramic coating? Would that help make it easier for that that harshness of the water, the hard water stain, to kind of wash off there?
Yeah, you want to use pH neutral on any vehicle as much as possible. So, and there are pH neutral products that remove stuff like that. It's just harder to get off. Let me ask you a question. Is the residue from the sprinkler like a rainbow color, or is it just white?
Just white. And it's not a reclaimed water. It's just the regular water, just tap water.
Yeah, exactly. It's chlorine, so it's probably. Just it's hard water. Hard water, leaving minerals on it. And it's a pain in the butt to get off and deal with. The chemicals to remove that are expensive. There's a Chemical Guys product that has sulfuric acid in it, and it does really well, but it's like a gel. But I mean, the ceramic, to get to your answer question, the ceramic coating helps it come off much easier.
What about cost-wise? Something like, let's say if like a mid-sized car, they want to have that, you know, product put on their vehicle. How much would that cost?
That's a very good question, and it varies wildly. And there's a reason why it varies, and here is the thick and thin of it. Mm-hmm. So the price range is $800 to about $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
People will do it for $500. I've done cars for $500. Sorry, there's a really bad situation on the highway right now that I'm passing.
Okay.
But I know. So I mean, but it should be done in a shop, and in the shop in the controlled climate environment, it takes about 24 hours to set. Okay. A lot of people do it in their driveway, and the Florida humidity changes all day, which changes the way it sets.
Mm-hmm.
And if it rains or sprinkles, it just doesn't come out right.
Mm-hmm.
I have clients who understand that. I communicate it instead of just rip them off like most people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
I love the name, by the way. Dirty Birdie Detail, 727-294-8191. That's 727-294-8191. Do you have a website?
I just changed my server, so I'm putting a new website. The website I had was costing me a fortune. It was so beautiful and animated, but it wasn't worth it. I'd rather pay for other advertising things and just use a simple website, because my photographs and videos really tell the story for itself. All my pictures and my videos, you can see that what kind of work we put into it and the result. I make everybody's vehicle look new or better than new.
Sounds like you had a bad web server experience with because once somebody creates your website, it shouldn't cost that much to really maintain it. It should be, you know, 20, 10, 20, 30 bucks a month to maintain it.
Mine was like 150. It was crazy.
Wow. Did they ever give you a copy of it?
No, it can't, because I was using a technology called the Elementor, which is a WordPress animated interactive experience.
Yeah, it's like Adobe.
It's really cool, but you have to pay them $50. You have to pay your server. You have to pay every single company that was involved in my website had a monthly recurring charge, and I didn't understand that when I signed up. And it's not fiscally responsible.
Yeah. Hey, curious. I'm curious. Do you guarantee your work? You know, think about it. When I drive my car, and I'm in Florida, especially in Florida, there's always like rocks flying everywhere, and it chips your paint off and all that stuff. I'm assuming you don't cover that, do you? Like, if it damages the car after you put the coating on it, does it help protect it? Is it stronger than the paint itself, the finish?
Yes, it does. It depends on the chemical you use. I'm a certified System X installer, which is the highest grade ceramic that there is. Mm-hmm. That has it's guaranteed for life that'll last.
Wow.
It is much harder and thicker than other coatings. And when they mean life, they mean lifetime of the vehicle you having it, which is like 15 to 20 years.
Right.
And on boats, it's only guaranteed for 5 years because of the salt water and reflection of the UV rays off the water.
Okay.
But I mean, chip rock, that's not going to be really covered, okay, because it'll break. There's different hardness levels, 8H, 10H, 12H, and the graphene-infused product I use is a nano graphene, not to get too technical, but it has a harder surface. I have pictures of it on my Instagram. I'm pretty sure it's there, and my Instagram is dirtybirdie.pro.
Okay.
And a lot of my pictures are on there, and I have so many more to add.
Dirty Birdie. That's great.
Facebook, looks like people can find you on Facebook, too. So that's a great place
What the cost is when you're getting ceramic coating done is the prep work. So if I get a brand-new car, I have no problem charging them $500 to $800 because I don't have to buff out their clear coat and make it a clear reflection before and then remove all those chemicals and oils and fillers out of there. But I mean, when you get a new car and they try ceramic coating at a dealer, it's about $2,000 to $3,000. And so I'm the cheapest detailer in town, and my business is booming. I have 10 cars in the next 3 days. I just did an airplane RV. This is my biggest week I've ever had. And I'm cutting myself short by the prices I charge, but I have a very thriving, successful business.
Congratulations.
727-294-8191, dirtybirdie.pro. And you can find it right there on Facebook, which is probably the easiest way. You said Instagram, dirtybirdie.pro.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook. I'm on Facebook and Instagram, and my domain for my website is dirtybirdie.pro as well. And I'll have it back up right away. I just switched. I said I'm not paying those fees anymore.
You probably don't even have to, because your word of mouth and what's going on now, you're pretty busy. So,
well, that's actually, I'm sure, what Vincent could actually help you with. That's what he does. He's a very smart guy here.
Yep, digital marketing. We were just talking to him earlier about how people think digital marketing is expensive. And truth is, you should be saving money with digital marketing, not really costing. So if anybody needs help with digital marketing, awmlocal.com. And also, should we give away a $100 gift card? LocalSaverClub.com.
Yes. Local Saver Club. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So if you go to LocalSaverClub.com and register your email address and phone number, at the end of the show, we'll randomly pick someone for the $100 Visa gift card. We do that
awesome.
Every once in a while.
Yep. All you have to do is type in your email, phone number, and sign up. So you are eligible for $100.
Yep.
Also, I wanted to share for the listeners that are chiming in that might have missed a show last week. I'm sure that Tammy can probably shed more light to this. We actually had a TV crew here. It's from Well TV, which is WLL TV. It's actually, they can watch local live TV. You can download Roku, Apple TV, Android TV, Amazon Fire TV. They record all the courts court session is happening in Pinellas County, and they have all the rights to it, so they have a massive follower. And they're actually they took the time to come to our radio station last week, and they recorded the whole session. It was kind of nice.
Yeah, so we did. Yeah. It was really awesome. Yeah. It was a great turnout. We did a live TV show last week of the radio show and a bunch of our clients, and we had a food truck here.
Yep. Fat Joe's.
Fat Jack's.
Oh, Fat Jack's. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Which was fantastic. And yes, the food was great.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, guys. So if anybody's looking for Fat Jack's, which a lot of people are, he used to have a storefront in Palm Harbor on US 19, right next to the Wing House on US 19 before you get to Alderman. He has actually closed the storefront, and now he is on wheels. So if anybody is looking for Fat Jack's, he's all over the place. You guys can go to their Facebook, which is Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop, and it will tell you the different locations that he's going to be at every single night. And speaking of Fat Jack's, he is actually going to be one of the food trucks at an event we have coming up for 420. Well, it's a 420 party at Purple Haze, and it is actually a two-day parking lot party. So they're going to have glass blowing and giveaways and coupons and just all sorts of stuff, a live band, different food trucks. One of our other clients is actually going to be there on Saturday. And she has amazing food. It's tacos more galore. And she makes these pineapples that are stuffed with chicken and rice, and they are good. She makes tacos, burritos, all sorts of things. She'll be out there all day Saturday, and that's 419, April 19th. And then Fat Jack's will be out at Purple Haze on Sunday on 420.
Okay, Alex, you're our next guest.
Well, hello, 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 everybody there at the WTAN radio station in downtown Clearwater.
Hi there, Alex. How you doing? Boy,
I'd recognize that voice anywhere in America. How you doing there, young lady?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you faring out there in the rain today?
Hey, you know what they say, sugar melts in water, so I got to stay inside.
Oh, you better. That's right. Oh, my gosh. Don't get out of the car.
I don't let my wife get out either, because sugar melts in water, and I just would hate to have her melt away in this weather.
Oh, gosh. How sweet.
So tell me again where that event's at, because I was listening to it on the, when I was waiting on home.
Oh, all right. Well, we are having a parking lot party. We're going to be doing a live remote radio show on April 19th from Purple Haze. It is a two-day, all-day event. It's a Saturday and a Sunday, so it's April 19th and 20th. And it's at Purple Haze, the address is 10999 Seminole Boulevard, right on the corner. And they're going to have, just tons of giveaways and all kinds of fun things going on. They do glass blowing right there where you got, you can watch them make different things. They're going to have food trucks out there, and it's going to be tons of fun.
Cool, man. I didn't hear the address. I'm glad you repeated it.
Yeah.
That's really good to hear, man.
Yeah,
Seminole's right down the street from where I live.
Yeah, he's got several locations, so make sure you guys go out to 10999 Seminole Boulevard on April 19th and 20th. And, seriously, he gives away stuff like every 15 minutes. There's going to also be live bands out there. It's just so much fun. You got to come check it out.
Oh, definitely. So tell me about those food trucks over there in Missouri. Are they still cooking up?
Oh, right. Yes. So actually, one of the food trucks that she is located over on Missouri most of the time behind City Trends, Tacos and Galore and More, she's actually going to be at the event on the Saturday. And then on Sunday, Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop is going to be at the event. So, yeah, you guys got to come and check it out. Seriously, it's the best cheesesteak in the Tampa Bay area.
Well, I got to tell you, now I know why Ryan's such a big boy. So, folks, you can't see Brian on the air, but if you saw him coming down the street, he's a good-looking man, but he's big. You'd want him on your football team.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he loves it. That's why he likes doing this job. He gets lots of free food.
So, do you have pizza there today?
We're doing Frank's Pizza today, which I was crunching away on a little while ago when Vincent and Angel were talking. Yes, it's Frank's Pizza, located at 1600 Achieve Away, right here in Dunedin. They have an awesome New York-style pizza, plus they have a whole menu of all homemade Italian dishes. And
that's great.
Yeah.
They got good food over there. After we had some pizza at the station there, we went over to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Nice place, good food, good people.
So,
yes.
So tell us a little bit what you do. What are you, tell us, you know, share with the audience what you have to offer the yourself.
Well, I'm just a guy. I got a bunch of things going on. Big thing is I've got a 9-year-old. His name is Tony, and he has a dog sitting business.
Okay.
And we actually got a call this week from Brian's book for a lady that wants us to watch her golden retriever for 4 days.
Awesome.
So Tony's all excited about that. I mean, he wants to get $400 so he can get his bank account up to $1,000.
All right.
I don't know if that's going to happen, but he's got a goal. That's really good. But we'll come and pick up the dog at your house and bring him over to ours. Or Tony, the 9-year-old, he'll come to your house with me, of course, and we'll feed the dog, take the dog for a walk, make sure he gets cleaned up, and we'll be more than happy to take care of people's dogs.
Awesome, and that's Tony. How can we get in touch with yourself so we can book Tony to either walk?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Good question. He can call me or his mom at 727-580-4247. 727-580-4247. And we do have insurance, so just know that we're covered if we go in your house or your dog comes to ours.
Awesome. And Tony is a very responsible young entrepreneur. You guys, if you met him, you would be so impressed. He's just, I mean, seriously, 9 years old,
oh, yeah,
starting his own business.
We had him here on the radio.
Yeah. I mean, who can say that? You know, he's starting off great.
Last week, we went to the bank, and he filled out his first deposit ticket.
Aww.
So I did one and showed him what to write, and then he did his best to write his... He wants me to do it all the time, but I won't. He's got to learn. This is the best way. Something simple. So right now, he's at, I guess, Taekwondo or something like that. He's going through some private lessons. So he's doing really good. He got himself a little bit in trouble last week in school, but we got past all that.
Oh,
so
good.
Life is good. Life is real good.
Awesome. Yes, we love Tony here at the station, and our listeners love Tony, and they always ask, when is he going to be on again?
Yeah, we should have him again soon with the TV.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll make it work. Like I said, we've had a couple of challenging weeks, but it's all coming back around. It's getting easier.
Good. Well, tell us one more time how we can get in touch with you.
Okay, you can call me or his mom at 727-580-4247. 727-580-4247, anywhere in Pinellas County.
Awesome.
You guys have a good show. I always love talking to you guys.
All right. Thank you so much, Alex. And you have a great day. And you be safe. And you be sure to...
dry.
Yes. You be sure to tell Tony we said hello.
I will.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, guys. So what do you guys have going on right now?
Well, right now, there's a... If for those folks, there's still about, I think there's some funding left for people that still want to, if they want to get like utility assistance. We actually helped this one elderly woman that she heard electricity was shut off.
Oh.
She owed like $3,000. How can it get that high, right? It's kind of crazy. Apparently, there's this, there's people out there. So beware, people, if you're especially senior citizens, and watch out for your mother or your grandmother. They're knocking on these doors, and they're convincing these elderly folks to sign up for the solar panels. And of course, they're saying they're telling them, they're painting this huge picture. It's going to save them a lot of money. In most cases, it will save you money. But what they don't realize is that they have to pay their regular utility and then pay for the system that is put on their home. So it's actually a lot more higher if it's not explained correctly. So unfortunately, her utility bills was out of hand. She wasn't able to pay it. They shut her electricity off.
Mm.
So just be careful, folks that are out there. You know, if you're gonna if you have a mother or a grandmother that is talking to any of these contractors, please be present to help them out, and so because a lot of them are being taken advantage of, just FYI. Now, we do have assistance to help them get back on their feet, but unfortunately, we can't be there to prevent those things from happening. So if you're looking, if you're living in the North Greenwood area and you're senior citizens over the age of 55, oh my God, I'm going to be 55 this year.
I just turned 51.
Wow, but I'm older than you are, man. I'm considered a senior. So if you're 55 and above, you can qualify for getting rental utility assistance. I'm older than you are. Oh my gosh, I didn't know I was older than you.
Yeah, Vince, like really, what Vince is doing is replacing what I do. It does. And it's the future, but it's here now. I'm in the past. It's called the way it is. Can you really explain to people why, and I'm going to set this up, why, not that that paper print is not good, but it's
the paper print is great. I'll tell you what. I have two companies. Both have gotten leads out of here. We've already more than overcome what I had to pay, $1,100 to them. Yeah. Already more than well overcome that with the jobs that I've gotten.
Okay, well, good. But really what I'm trying to set
you up. And I'll get there. I'll get there. You know I'll get there.
I'm trying to set you up to say why people have to, you know, usually you don't say you have to, you make suggestions. This is a suggestion, right? This is, but you don't say must. You make a suggestion. Psychiatrists say you get along better. Let people dictate the conversation, right? If you try to dictate the conversation, 10 to people don't like to listen. But I'm going to dictate the conversation here with that said. Tell people why they must do digital marketing and why it's so important.
Well, I think it's kind of like this, right? If you're a company out there, how do people usually find you? Sure, there's people who drive by and they see your sign and they have an interest and they come in. But, you know, generally, you know, when you're just sitting at home trying to figure out, you know, what product to get to for your home or go buy, you get on the internet and you go to Google.
Yeah, so right now what I want you to do is, hey, you there, Clean Slates?
I am.
Okay. Can you let him, you're a 20-year-old man, and I think you are, I just had a 9-year-old entrepreneur on. He has a dog sitting business. He just did his first deposit where he made his own deposit, 9 years old. But if you take him out of the picture, you're a 20-year-old young man, and you're a go-getter. And can you just please listen to my friend Vince on how he can help your business?
Sure.
With your permission.
Yeah, so tell us what you do.
I own a pressure washing company in Dunedin, and we service local residents and commercial areas.
So if somebody's going to find a pressure washer, what do you think the first thing most people are going to do?
Sorry, what was that?
What do you think the first thing? I think the first thing people do when they go to find like a pressure washer is they go to Google or they go to Maps. And what I do is that digital marketing that gets you to come up and be seen by those people. If you're not doing digital marketing, it's like not being in the white pages or the yellow pages from back in the day. You will just not get business because people will not know that you exist. Just the search rankings alone, they're now allowing those search rankings to be changed by whether or not a company is actively advertising in a kind of a loophole way where they say, how much traffic is this company's website getting? And by doing digital marketing and advertising, you get more traffic to your website. That boosts up your ranking, and it's kind of a snowball effect. So if you're not doing digital advertising, you're really actually holding your company back because you're not getting the traffic that your company really really needs to. It's, you know, nobody uses the yellow pages anymore. Google, the internet, Yelp, Maps.Google. These are all the digital resources that you have today. Now, it's great to have the coupon book, right? Because it's a whole different source. We love the coupon book and we love coupons. That's a great other source, but in terms of people, they're carrying the yellow pages on their hip every day in the form of their smartphone. So to become part of that, and you know, that's why a lot of these companies like Amazon are becoming huge, right? Because they're taking over. They're consuming all of those consumers that would have normally found all the local businesses in a different way.
And I'm kind of curious, what's your telephone number if someone wanted to get a pressure washing to their house? How can they reach out to you and get in contact with you?
Just call the company phone number. It's
1805.
And can, what's your hours of operation?
7 to 7 usually.
Wow, 7 to 7. Good time.
Awesome. Because truthfully, with Google, what is one of the most Googled phrases in existence?
Near me.
Exactly.
Pressure washing near me.
That's what people say near when they want to know restaurant near me or McDonald's, whatever, near me, radio station near
it
me.
It doesn't matter what it
that's
is.
What
banks
saying.
And the dog walking and grooming and
near
you name
me because people want to find someone that's close.
Number one local. Search term
it is.
Of all.
It is.
Something near me.
I agree.
So if you are any business and you want to pop up when someone says that, you like pressure washing near me, you want your business to pop up so that you can get new business.
And if you need help, awmlocal.com. We're absolutely going to help you. Even if we're just trying to give you some advice, it's not expensive. Advertising, you take it like, you know, you can literally take it $25 a week at a time if that's what you want. You can ramp it up, ramp it down, and very effective, way more effective than print, way more effective than trying to be on the radio, targeted directly towards the consumers who are looking for the product that you want.
And we're here to help you to be successful. It's people like you that makes the show, actually. You know, we're always encouraged to see young people like yourself that are entrepreneurs, you know, trying to build a business. And there's folks that have been on this airways for start just like you starting, and they're successful. And they've been, you know, they've been part of our family and the listeners for many years.
I don't think we could even account for how much business Brian and the Brian Cash Clause and the Coupon Book has really probably actually created over the last 10 plus years, right?
Oh, way longer. Think about it. When Brian was 20.
Oh, you're making him, I really dated him.
is when he actually got into the advertising world. So he did a lot of different things. He moved here to Florida from New York. And, I mean, he's really been doing this his whole entire life.
At one point, the Coupon Book had more printed copies than the newspaper for St. Petersburg.
Listen, okay.
Tammy knows the real deal. I'm just kind of throwing it out there.
That's actually 100% true. Yep. He did, at that time, he had a company called The Little Red Book. And that's what the Coupon Book was called. And it was a mailed coupon book, so it got mailed directly to homes. He had 400,000 books mailed a month. And it was more than the St. Pete Times delivered to people's houses.
Amazing. That's amazing.
It's
you know,
true.
Not for nothing. But understand your market, guys. And maybe I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong because you're the expert, right? Digital marketing is definitely the wave of the future near me, specifically when you're looking for businesses. Understand your market. Here in this market, there's a lot of retirees. They're not probably, you know, technically inclined. So obviously,
I'm glad you brought that back up because I wanted to make 2 points about that.
You know, you want to advertise on this Coupon Book because, believe it or not, I found this radio station by you seeing that Coupon Book at a little mini mart down the street. I was like, what's this? And I reached out to Brian and said, almost 9 months later, I'm still here talking. He never got rid of me. So that's how I got to know Brian is through that printed. But also, you know, knowing that this is the market that you're in, definitely there's big, huge advantages of advertising in the Coupon Book, as well as digitally speaking, because the future, as people become more inclined, more technically inclined, then of course, that's going to help you big times.
Well, I look at it this way, you'll get twice as much business by doing both.
Yes.
Because you're not just being, what a business wants to do, you want to brand yourself.
Yes.
So you don't want to just be seen, because I did this, so that's all I'm doing. You want to be seen everywhere. Every time someone turns their head, you want them to see your business. Because even if they don't need it this moment, they're going to remember, oh, hey, I saw them in that book. Because that is what happens, for real. We had it was a plumber, okay? And he was in the book for, I don't know, 10 years. And you don't need a plumber every single week. You don't need one every month. But when you do need one.
You need one.
Right. So, you know, people saw them in the book. Lots of times, they actually had retired and closed their business. I cannot tell you how many phone calls and Facebook messages I got about why aren't they in the book anymore? Seriously.
So tell us, why should someone use your business there, Cleany?
Oh, we just offer, quality pricing and at a low struggle, you guys don't even have to be home if, you know, your schedule doesn't match what it needs to be.
If I was to ask you, why should I call you versus other pressure washing business, how would you respond to me?
Because we offer, you know, good pricing and...
Well, are you willing to put your money where your mouth is? Because should we secret shop him?
Yes.
I think we should secret him. So maybe next week we call in and we have we've called you sometime during the week and we find out whether your mouth is really going to be, or your money, your service is going to be where your mouth is.
Where do you what is the areas that you cover as far as your service?
We usually cover Pinellas County. Okay. But for commercial, we go out to Hillsboro and Pasco. And
okay.
Yeah. Oh, nice. So what do you pressure wash? I mean, some places say we only do driveways and houses, or, like, what are some of the things that someone can call you for?
We pretty much do any surface that is on your property besides the grass. So driveways, fences, roofs, house wash.
Ooh, fences.
Fences are an important one. Yeah.
That's a good one.
We clean the birdcage around the pools.
Oh, nice.
We also do paver ceiling as well.
Paver ceiling. That's what I was about to ask. You do ceiling.
Oh, very good.
So you're a young guy. How old are your grandparents, do you think?
My grandma is the only one left, actually, and she is 92.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh,
wow. Wow. Good genes. Yeah.
So step grandparents, I guess you would call them, but my fiance's parents. They had, and this is a story that's personal, but I wanted to bring it up because you were talking about it. But they had somebody call and say, your credit card is under a fraud kind of situation. And what you need to do is you need to take the maximum amount of money out of that credit card you can and change it into gift cards and then call us back and give us these gift cards so that you don't lose your money.
Please tell me
and,
you didn't do it.
Oh, they totally did. They did it. Not only did they do it with one card, but they said to him, and he's an older gentleman, he's not 1,000% with it. And I just wanted to, I don't want it to be a long story. Mm-hmm. It worked out a lot better for them than you would have thought, which surprised me because most people lose their money. But since I do the digital art advertising and the digital and the computer science and those things, and I just wanted to say as a public service announcement, if you have seniors that have credit cards and debit cards, make sure they isolate just one account that they're allowed to use online. Because this way it's controllable. Make sure it's a debit card or a credit card that has the ability to get your money back. Mm-hmm. That was the one public service thing that I just absolutely wanted to say, because everything now is connected to the internet. If you can limit the amount of things they actually use on the internet, it can limit the amount of trouble that they get into, number
1,000,000%. I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. The other thing, too, is with the solar, get a second quote. Get it from someone like AIS Local. AIS Local will treat you right. They'll tell you what the truth is, because there are a lot of scam solar things going out there.
Yep.
My mom almost got a scam solar thing. It's a real thing. It can be done in a way that it definitely saves you money, especially in the long term. But make sure you get a reputable person, you know.
1,000,000%.
There's people out there giving you good solar, and there's people out there just totally taking advantage of people.
Yeah, we actually have a couple clients, Pro Solar. He's awesome.
Cool.
Very legit, but they actually have programs that will even, from the government, they give you like this amount of lump sum of money because they want us to go green, you know, so they say. They don't really, but they do have programs out there available. I mean, actually, they did like end some of them in the last year and a half or so.
Most of them just changed, though, actually, to a different program.
They were giving you like $27,000 to go and get solar. So
I've heard of people getting a new roof too, because they redo the roof, they put the solar on it, it's all amortized into the price, and because of the good tax benefits and all, it works out to be a good system. But you know, make sure you help your seniors make right choices on those things,
because
once they sign on that dotted line and those solar panels are on the roof,
So tell us one more time, if we need anything pressure washed, how can we get in touch with you?
Give me a call at 727-313-1805.
And we appreciate you being on the show today. Thank you so very much, guys. This is a young entrepreneur out here. Just
20, right?
Yeah, 20 years old. Come on.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to reach out to you personally. I need some pressure washing.
Yeah, show him some love and hire him, you know.
Just don't tell him who you are. Secret shopping.
Secret shopping. I can let you know how my experience was.
All right. Well, thank you so, so much. Is there anything you would like to say in closing today?
Give us a call, and we'd be happy to help you out.
All right. Thank you so much, and we will look forward to hearing from you really soon. Thank you. Okay. All right. So, yes, and also with the credit card thing, you know, it's not just older people, unfortunately.
No, it's not. I personally know
someone that Brian knows as well. He is, I don't know, 45. He did that. I don't know what they were actually scamming him. I just know what happened. He went and bought all these cards for PlayStation or something. I don't know. It was something stupid. And then gave them the numbers. And, of course, all his money was gone.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's actually good general advice. Have a limited number of cards that you use on the internet, because every time you put that card in on the internet, there's an opportunity that a hacker might not hack just your computer, but the servers are on the internet, you know, and then what happens is they go and use that credit card to get stuff and buy it on their own.
Yep.
And then you have a fight. But if you're fighting with one or two credit cards, that's a lot better than fighting with a whole bunch of credit cards.
No, I personally think, we have actually had our business account hacked one time. We've had a couple different things happen. Also, skimmers. They have skimmers out here that are now... They're about a little bit bigger than, I don't know, half the size of my
YouTube
nail.
If you YouTube skimmers on YouTube, you can see. I mean, you can't even see them. They're tiny. They pull them off and, it's, amazing.
Yes, and what the people that do that actually use these things is, for example, a gas station pump. They will stick it somewhere near the gas station pump.
It goes right over the existing keypad.
And they're Bluetooth, so the people are sitting right there in the parking lot.
Collecting numbers.
Yeah. So as soon as you swipe your card, everything, your zip, your everything.
Yep.
As soon as you put the information in, they wipe your account out. You are not even out of the gas station, done getting gas yet.
Yep.
And your account is done.
So if now there is some technology based on the bank who you're banking with. If once a transaction happens, if it's a certain amount, you can actually have an alert set up on your phone. Is this you or not? And you can say yes or no to stop that from happening, so it doesn't go through. So that's one thing you can look into, see if your lender provides that type of service. And also using, just safety measures. Like everything that's being said on the radio is very, very important, especially getting emails and say, hey, by the way, you have a PayPal account that you got billed for $400. You click on it. It's a clickbait. You go in there, they're stealing your information. So
yeah, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get you to click on it so they can infiltrate into your computer.
Right.
Exactly.
So my rule is I click nothing. Even I mean, really.
Is that why you don't get my emails?
No. If it's from someone that I know, because what the hackers
do. I'm just ignoring your emails.
Right. What the hackers.
Sorry.
Right now, I can open my email account right this second. I get them every single day from this. It's a person that I know. Their account got hacked. Every single day, and they'll send stupid things. Like the first time it happened to me, which this was years and years ago, I didn't, because it was from someone I knew.
Mm-hmm.
They sent
the
me
IRS
a link.
Will no, not send you
right?
an email.
But they sent me a link and said, "Oh, look, I found these old pictures," and I was like, "Oh, cool."
That was
that
a virus.
Was not anytime that they say stuff like that, look at us in these pictures. No, if somebody wants to send you a picture, they're going to send you the picture. You know what I mean? They're not going to send you a link to the picture. So,
good
yeah.
point. Yep, exactly.
Don't click links. Don't download anything.
You know,
be careful.
Going back to the digital marketing you're talking about, I remember when I started my business, I got into every single free they had it's like a directory business for free. So I signed up on every single one of them. It's free. What the heck? You know, so people can get to know, the name or something. But I think that's a good idea to do that as well if you're looking at trying to open your business out there, if you're still listening out there, to do that as well. And of course, if you're active in the community, hanging flyers at churches or laundromats and all that, that's a big helpful too. You have to do a lot of legwork. Digital marketing is good, but if they don't know that you're there, you want to maybe do some door-to-door knocking if you have to, or hanging the flyers. At least starts from there.
If you got something, if you have something to offer people, There are so many great ways to get it out there.
Right.
That, you know, I guess from an entrepreneurial standpoint,
yeah.
I think we're all entrepreneurs now in this room. I mean, we've all had our various businesses and success over the years.
Speaking of Mr. Vincent, I was on Facebook the other day, and I don't know, it just popped up on my timeline. I'm like, what is this? Makerspace Pinellas.
Makerspace Pinellas, yeah, that's true. There's another one.
And then I saw Vincent's name. I was like, oh my gosh, what is this?
You probably see me doing some kind of class there, maybe astronomy.
So how cool is
CNC
that?
Machining.
Well, it's about the imprinting. Which was is what I was reading about, the imprinting, what do you call it? The 3D printing.
Oh, the 3D printing. Oh, yeah,
3D printing.
Yep, that's
oh
pretty
my gosh,
good.
Imprinting,
I was figuring out what you're doing. You were just doing your hands.
So, yeah, but this is something I wanted to bring up to you, actually, about is that, you know, the Makerspace is a place where people come. A lot of high schoolers, you know, people in the STEM education. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of equipment out there, CNC machines, 3D printers, vinyl cutters. If you're a business and you want to do big signs, like the signs that the canvas signs and large format printouts and things, $50 a week gets you access for 24 hours a day to the Makerspace, and all the classes are free. We have an embroidery machine, sewing classes, electronics, programming, 3D CAD, and drafting.
Are you the one that is spearheading all this, or are you working?
No, we're a group. We're a group. Pinellas Makerspace, right on Belcher, in Largo.
How can they get in touch with you to find out about these classes you're offering?
Yeah, just go to Facebook and put in Makerspace Pinellas.
Okay,
is the best thing.
Or,
we're on Meetup also. We're on Meetup also.
You're so selfish, man. You know,
yeah, I mean, I just, like I said, I came across, I was like, wow, this is amazing. And so that is how it works. For $50, then I can come there, learn the class, and make my own things.
Yep. And if you have a project to do, we'll come out there and help somebody on one project. Like if somebody wants to make a big banner for their business, call us up. We'll help them. We'll help you.
I need a banner.
Yes. I actually would love to learn this because I tell you what, paying $50 is
to learn it
way cheaper than ordering these things.
What's the catch?
Well, you do have to pay for the materials,
okay,
right? So, I mean, you got to pay for ink and, you know, the canvas.
It's probably cheaper than having to have somebody else do it for you.
Oh, it absolutely has to be.
But a $250... you know, sign or large scale print, it's going to cost you a $10 bill in our little donation box.
Nice.
I mean, right.
You know, and of course, the membership fee.
Do you have pop up banners too? Or?
We do, yeah, absolutely. We buy them from a little shop down around the corner. All my businesses now, that's what we do, like Product Design Experts. We went and did a show out in Orlando, and I went to the Makerspace and I printed up all our signs. Turned out beautiful. It worked fantastically perfect.
Okay, and I have to ask you this, too. I was actually speaking with a couple people about this the other day. Vincent does a lot of many things. He wears a lot of hats.
But
what we were speaking about is a friend of mine, actually, I'll say it's my graphic artist. She has an idea, right? So she was like, you know what? I would like to patent this. And she's like, you know, because she designed the ad that we put in the book for Vincent for patents. How do you do that? How do you go about it?
So Product Design Expert. Experts.com. What we do is we bring ideas to life. It's a kind of a boutique engineering firm is what I call it. So what we can do is we can help somebody from taking a sketch of an idea on a napkin all the way through the patent process.
Oh, wow.
We find people investment if needs be. We don't do the manufacturing, but all of it is done in an open way. So they get all the source code. They get all the intellectual property. We do it as a service to obviously, you know, pay employees and keep the business open, but also we believe in that entrepreneurial spirit, just like the Makerspace, just like AMWlocal.com, just like Brian Cash Claws, right? One of the things that I believe in is that, you know, when I find a coupon in this book, I know that it's kind of Brian certified, right? We know that these are good people that you're dealing with, veterans, you know, people who are doing good for the community. A Rambling Rose I bought, you know, flowers from just specifically because they're,
awesome.
You know, they're in the book and they were fantastic. I mean,
they
fantastic.
Are. You know, okay, so I'm going to go back for 1 second. So if somebody had or somebody has an idea and they know what they want, could you help them to make a prototype of something?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, so Guy, there's a lot of
electronics,
people out there today.
Electronics, mechanical, electrical engineering.
How can they find you if they want to talk to you about something like that?
Productdesignexperts.com, 813-200-5840.
Yes, guys, there's a lot of people out there that have ideas these days that they don't know how to bring it to fruition. So you're the person to talk to. Yep.
Do you have a business card?
I do, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the next thing that you just said that I wanted to also talk about, and I actually just lost the thought. What was the thing you said after that?
You were doing something else other than the entrepreneur, the printing. You were doing something else. What other things are you doing that I don't know about, by the way?
Well, the three things I'm talking about here are really the product design experts, which is basically bringing ideas to life, the Makerspace, of course, Makerspace Pinellas, and awmlocal.com.
Okay.
There's a couple other things out there that I'm doing that are kind of hush-hush.
Secret.
Right. Yeah, I may have mentioned to you guys.
Are you putting a patent in there, too? You're gonna
Pretty much all of these have had some patent activity. Right. The cool thing about a patent, and people don't know it, but you can actually file a provisional patent, which protects your idea for $100.
Nice.
You don't have to have a lawyer involved. People don't know. It's called a provisional patent. Gives you a lot of protection so that you can talk to other people and not worry about other people stealing your idea.
That's amazing.
That's cool.
So there's three things we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. We're talking about someone who wants to create something from scratch that is their idea, which would be getting a patent on something or creating it. Even if you just have the thought, you could actually help them to bring it to fruition and like have an actual product to go pitch somebody and say, hey, I want to make this.
That's
right.
It's kind of the way it's happened. I mean, I sold my last company to Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft, some years ago. I decided that I wanted to do something with macro market. And for coupons and advertising, everybody wants to save money. Everybody wants to build their business. So that's kind of where that came in. And then along the way, these things just kind of congealed into being very synonymous and working well with each other, where, you know, we can help somebody take an idea, make a prototype, find investors, start marketing that idea, and help them build a business.
That's awesome.
It. And, you know, so that's why I'm so excited to find you guys. And I found you the same way that Angel did, right from the coupon book. These are very effective.
Like I said, if you have a business, please expand your horizons and not
don't even
just
use our services. Use anybody else's too.
Make sure that you are every avenue take advantage of. I mean,
on Facebook, be on the web. Be on Instagram.
I also want to do a plug-in from what I'm doing, because that's going in line to what we're talking about. I have a company called Our Community First, and I advertise business for free. It's a resource directory to tell people need, but it also advertises companies for free.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually, you know, we're selling membership cards, if you will, so like a loyal-based customer base that want to help give back to the community. They will present those cards to your businesses. So we're bringing people to your business to take advantage of some discounts you have to offer.
That's also digital based.
Yes, it is all digital.
Right.
All digital.
So if you're a business out there, $25.
And if
bucks,
you need help, go to
Our Community First with the letter R, ourcommunityfirst.com.
You can put anything in there if you need someplace to sleep, if you need food,
anything.
If you need a job. Any kind of help that you want. There are so many businesses out there looking to help. Ourcommunityfirst.com, right?
You got it, and it's free.
Yep. In the near future, we also will be discussing more of, we're going to be doing a TV show. So
tell us more about that. I know we got two more minutes.
Okay,
tell us how that's going to look like for the show.
All right, so kind of that was our prototype. That was our first run show. Honestly, I knew.
It's not out there yet, folks, but we'll see it very soon.
It was live that day, but what they're actually doing right now is they're editing it, so to make it, you know, nice and concise, and editing out some of the stuff that, you know, just whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, that is our first live show, but we are going to be doing a regular TV show, and one of the thoughts we're kind of in the works of it right now, but one of the thoughts is this. So you guys, anybody who has any suggestions or ideas, or if you have a business that makes something, which I want to come to do where you're at, actually, that's what I was going to say after we were discussing, but anyways, he wants us to do a show where we go to location of what it could be ice cream. They make ice cream there. We want to learn and local. It all has to be local. So it's all about local and local businesses, local people watching it, and local things to do.
Very much so, like the coupon book.
Right. So we go out, we go to the ice cream shop, we show everybody how it's made, what flavors they have, and all that good stuff. And anyways, we will talk about it in the future when we have more information. But thank you, Vincent.
Any ideas, call us. Call us and let us know what you want to do. Yeah. If you want to be on the show, call us.
Yes. Thank you so much. Have a great day,
Tampa Bay.